Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 29 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. For the first time in over a month, President Biden has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the IDF raids a large hospital in Gaza and the UN Food Agency warns famine is imminent.
World Food Program Chief Economist Arif Hussein speaking in Rome.
In northern Gaza, famine is imminent starting from now till May of this year. So it's a very short window.
Breaking it down, he says 1.1 million people there are in a catastrophic level of hunger.
ABC's Tom Rivers at the foreign desk. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today over how far the federal government can go to combat false information online. Former President Trump's lawyers say he's facing insurmountable difficulties in obtaining a bond to satisfy his nearly $500 million New York federal judgment. This is ABC News. Tragedy in Houston, a one-year-old girl killed by an Uber after leaving the car.
Four other family members got out of the vehicle, but the toddler was by herself when she walked in front of the SUV and was run over. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says relatives pulled the driver out and started beating him.
I wish somebody would have contacted 911 immediately. There seemed to have been a delay in calling 911.
The toddler later died of her injuries. No charges have been filed against anyone.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. A California men's grooming company holding a weekend event called The Big Cut. It encourages people to donate their hair to children who have lost theirs due to medical reasons. Owner Chris Haley cut off several inches of his own hair and tells ABC News he's glad that he did.
This is the most incredible feeling I've ever had.
This year's hair donations totaled more than 200 50 pounds. Heads up, bosses. Productivity is going to go down at the workplace this week as we head into March Madness. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Greeley Signs and Graphics is your locally owned in-town sign company that's easy to get to at 1209 Highway 14 East. Greeley Signs and Graphics is your award headquarters, too. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, and awards, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics, Highway 14 East across from Rockwell Automation. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, call 647-2628 or look us up on the web at signface.com. Creative signs from talented people.
Springtime is here, and maybe you're hurting after a long winter season. Does your back ache just looking at a lawn rake or hoe? Did you slip and fall during the winter? It's time to see Williams Chiropractic in downtown Bosque Belle and be ready for warm weather and a great summer. Most insurance is accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Bosque Belle, your partner in helping you get the most out of spring and summer.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It's partly sunny and 28 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for clouds, giving way to more sunshine gradually this afternoon. Still cool with a high of 34. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 26. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming southwesterly. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and much warmer with a high of 52 and northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds 2 to 5 miles per hour. After a low this morning of 25, our high so far today 29, we're back down to 28 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
Good afternoon. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A woman is dead and one man injured after a utility terrain vehicle rolled over early Sunday morning in rural Sparta. At approximately 12:15, Monroe County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene of the rollover crash. The UTV was traveling east on Janice Avenue in the township of Wells when it left the roadway and overturned, ejecting the female passenger. Deputies and EMS attempted life-saving measures, but she was pronounced deceased on scene. The male driver was transported to the hospital for his injuries. Alcohol is suspected to be a contributing factor in the crash. A Muscadet man and his son were seriously hurt in an ATV crash Saturday. WMTV says the Muscadet police, fire, and EMS were called to the intersection of 2nd Street and Warehouse Street in the village of Muscadet around 7:10 Saturday night for the ATV crash. A 33-year-old man from Muscadet and his 6-year-old son, who were on the ATV, were seriously injured in the crash. Both victims were transported by Muscadet EMS to area emergency rooms, where they both were later airlifted to La Crosse and Madison. Witnesses say that the ATV was traveling at a high rate of speed on 2nd Street when it crashed into a trailer being pulled by a pickup on Warehouse Street. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office reports that Isabella Vandenberg of Mount Sterling, who had been missing since March 11th after leaving her residence, has been located and is safe. As a result, the missing endangered alert for Isabella has been canceled. Fire danger remains high across Wisconsin. Burn bans are in effect across the state as continued dry conditions keep forests primed for wildfires. Some parts of the state haven't seen any precipitation for a month. The Department of Natural Resources has responded to over 80 fires in the past week, and most of them have been started by people burning brush and yard waste. A burn ban has been issued for all of Vernon County, effective immediately. On behalf of Vernon County Emergency Management and Vernon County Fire Chiefs Association, until further notice, there shall be no outdoor burning during this time. This is due to the current situation with extremely dry fire conditions. This ban will continue until conditions improve. A bill allowing early processing of absentee balloting was one of the many that failed to pass the state Senate this session. The measure would have primarily benefited the state's biggest city. Republicans have long liked to complain about the process in Milwaukee. Governor Tony Evers said it would have laid to rest a lot of false claims about late-night drop of absentee ballots in Milwaukee and called the Senate failure to pass it ridiculous. The bill passed the Assembly with bipartisan support, and Majority Leader Devin Lemieux was a Senate co-sponsor. But on WISN's Upfront, he said Milwaukee will need to try harder. He said other cities that use Central Count, like Milwaukee, does hire enough employees to get their ballots counted on time. The Senate adjourned last week without voting on more than 100 bills the Assembly passed. With the outbreak of measles around the country, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is reminding you that vaccination is the best protection. One main reason for the outbreak is an increase in measles incidence globally, resulting in unvaccinated people abroad being exposed to the virus and bringing it to the U.S. Another is because of the spread of measles in communities that include unvaccinated people. Measles is one of the most contagious respiratory diseases in the world that has the potential to be life-threatening. It is caused by a virus. Those who are particularly at risk for measles are those who cannot get vaccinated because they are too young or have certain health conditions. After an infected person leaves a location, the virus can remain in the air and on surfaces for up to 2 hours and infect other people. Measles spread so easily that if one person has it, 90% of the people close to that person who are not vaccinated or otherwise immune will also become infected. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, before the U.S. measles vaccination program started in 1963, about 3 million to 4 million people nationwide got measles each year. Of those, 400 to 500 people died, 48,000 were hospitalized, and 1,000 developed encephalitis because of measles yearly. In the U.S., widespread use of the vaccine has led to 99% reduction in measles cases compared with before the vaccination program began. Measles vaccines approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration are proven both safe and effective. Most people who get the recommended 2 doses will have lifelong protection and will never get sick with measles, even if they're exposed to the virus. The CDC recommends that children get 2 doses of the MMR vaccine, starting with the first dose at age 12 through 15 months and the second dose at ages 4 to 6 years. Alternatively, for those who receive ProQuad instead of MMR, the CDC recommends that children get 1 dose of ProQuad vaccine at 12 to 15 months of age and the second dose at ages 4 to 6 years. A healthcare provider can help you decide whether to get the MMR vaccine or ProQuad. Older adults are now able to receive an additional dose of the updated COVID-19 vaccine. CDC Director Mandy Cohen endorsed the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommendation for adults ages 65 years and older to receive the additional dose. The recommendation acknowledges the increased risk of severe disease from COVID-19 in older adults, along with the currently available data on vaccine effectiveness. Previous CDC recommendations ensured that people who are immunocompromised are already eligible for additional doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Data continues to show the importance of vaccination to protect those most at risk for severe outcomes of COVID-19. An additional dose of the updated COVID-19 vaccine may restore protection that has waned since a fall vaccine dose, providing increased protection to adults ages 65 years and older. Adults 65 years and older are disproportionately impacted by COVID-19, with more than half of COVID-19 hospitalizations during October to December 2023 occurring in this age group. CDC and Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will continue to monitor COVID-19 vaccine safety and effectiveness. The CDC continues to recommend that everyone stay up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines, especially people with weakened immune systems. Honey production from producers with 5 or more colonies in Wisconsin totaled 2.79 million pounds in 2023, according to the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service Honey Report. This was 4% lower than the 2.92 million pounds produced in 2022. The number of honey-producing colonies in the state at 62,000 was up 9,000 from 2022. This number does not include producers with fewer than five colonies or producers who did not harvest honey. Yield per colony in Wisconsin averaged 45 pounds compared to 55 pounds per colony in 2022. Wisconsin ranked 11th nationally in honey production, equal to 2022. On December 15, 2023, producer honey stocks in Wisconsin, excluding stocks under government loan programs, were 104,000 pounds, 23% higher than 2022. The state's 2023 honey crop was valued at $8.43 million, down 10% from the previous year's $9.39 million. The average price per pound for all marketing channels in Wisconsin was $3.02, down 20 cents from 2022. The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Office is warning the public of suspicious activity at a state park. According to authorities, a woman hiking on Brady's Bluff at Perot State Park was approached by a man who began making concerning comments, prompting the woman to run away from the area. Law enforcement authorities responded to the area, but were not able to find the man. They also said they found a number of strange items in the area over the last month, which they reported to the Department of Natural Resources. Dozens of people attended a vigil for missing three-year-old Elijah View in Two Rivers Saturday evening. Meanwhile, police Friday said that they are following up on tips and leads with the help of state and federal authorities, and they are looking through a large amount of video. The child's mother and her boyfriend are being held on child neglect charges connected to the disappearance. An Amber Alert was issued for Elijah on February 20th. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 1217. It's Fix a Leak Week. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Corton, Maine just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 29 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is highlighting the importance of preventing household water waste and practicing water conservation in recognition of the Environmental Protection Agency's Fix a Leak Week today through Sunday. Water conservation matters even in a water-rich state like Wisconsin. The United States wastes nearly 1 trillion gallons of water each year due to household leaks. Fix a Leak Week is the perfect time to fix any leaks you've been putting off. To make it easy for residents, the EPA's Fix a Leak Week webpage provides guidance on detecting and fixing the most common household leaks. Try these water-protecting, money-saving ideas to stop water waste in your household. Check your meter over a period when water isn't being used. If it goes down, you probably have a leak. Tighten your shower head. Ensuring a tight connection between the shower head and pipe stem can reduce water use by up to 500 gallons a year. Inspect outdoor faucets and irrigation systems each spring to ensure frost or winter freezing didn't damage the pipes. A leak as small as 1/32nd of an inch can result in nearly 6,300 gallons of water waste a month. Reach out to experts if you can't fix or locate a leak. Consulting a plumber can help ensure you have a leak-free residence for years. Standard plumbing upgrades include installing WaterSense-labeled products for a more energy-efficient and water-wise household. Leaks can help anywhere, or can happen anywhere. Not only is it essential to find and fix leaks in your household, but it's also important to look for and report leaks at your workplace. To learn more about finding leaks in your home or business and easy ways to fix them, visit the DNR's Water Conservation and Efficiency webpage. It's Red Cross Month. The Red Cross celebrates the volunteers and blood and platelet donors who are critical to ensuring those in need receive relief and care. You are urged to donate blood or platelets now to continue to strengthen the national blood supply. All blood types, especially those with type O blood, are critical to ensuring hospitals can meet the daily demand for life-saving transfusions. Three blood drives are being held this week. The first is today until 2 o'clock at Baraboo High School. The second will be held tomorrow from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. And the third drive will be held Wednesday from 8:30 to 1:30 at Kickapoo High School. To make an appointment to give at any of these blood drives or any drive, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Don't miss a question and answer session featuring Richland Center mayoral candidates Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley. Economic Equity Now will host two separate sessions today and tomorrow from 4:30 to 5:30 at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center in the meeting room downstairs. Today's session will feature incumbent mayor Todd Coppernall. Tomorrow's session will feature alderperson Karen Tepley. You are invited to attend to gain insight into their platforms, priorities, and visions for the city's future. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has begun selling bonus harvest authorizations for the 2024 spring turkey season today, with a designated sale date for each zone. Previously known as leftover permits, bonus harvest authorizations will be available online through the Go Wild License Portal and at all licensed sales agents from 10 a.m. through midnight each day. Both hunters who missed the spring turkey drawing deadline last December and those seeking additional harvest authorizations may purchase bonus authorizations at this time. Bonus harvest authorizations are $10 for residents and $15 for non-residents. Both residents and non-residents have equal opportunities to purchase authorizations. Each zone will have a designated sale date. Hunters can purchase bonus authorizations at a rate of one per day until the zone and time period are sold out or until the season closes. Bonus harvest authorization purchases will not affect preference point status for future spring drawings. Hunters are encouraged to check the turkey zone map and spring turkey bonus harvest authorization availability to see if harvest authorizations are available for the time period and zone they intend to hunt. Additionally, the DNR recommends turkey hunters interested in purchasing a conservation patron license for the 2024-2025 season to do so before today to make the bonus harvest authorization process as quick and easy as possible. Any remaining bonus authorizations will go on sale Saturday, March 23rd at 10 o'clock. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has ended spring thaw and Class 2 road restrictions for the majority of Wisconsin, including Zone 2 through 5. Zones 3 and 4 covers all of southwest Wisconsin. The restrictions remain in place for far northern Wisconsin until meltwater drains sufficiently. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highways susceptible to damage from heavy trucks during the spring thaw period as frost leaves the ground. More information regarding frozen road declarations, Class 2 roadways, and roadway postings can be found on Wisconsin DOT's website. Further information can be found online for divisible load permits and non-divisible load permits. County highways, town roads, city and village streets, weight restrictions are up to local units of government. Become a storm spotter. Learn how to safely spot storms, what needs to be reported, how to communicate reports, and clouds to watch. Columbia County Emergency Management will host Storm Spotter Training Tuesday. Two different free trainings will be held tomorrow. The first will be from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Portage Public Library in the large community room. The second will be from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Columbus Community Center. The training sessions are open to everyone and no pre-registration is needed. Whether you've just started your career or are nearing the end of it, retirement is probably top of mind. To ensure you have enough money to enjoy your retirement however you wish, setting goals and planning ahead is essential. But when should you start planning? There's no specific age when you must start planning for retirement, but the earlier you can start saving money, the better. Fidelity Investments recommends you save at least one time your salary by age 30 and 10 times your salary by age 67. If you haven't, don't worry. It's never too late to start. Consider these steps to begin planning. First, determine your ideal retirement age and how much money you will need in retirement. AARP shares that you'll need about 80% of your pre-retirement income to maintain your current lifestyle in retirement. Take money and determine what you anticipate spending during retirement and whether any lifestyle changes require additional funds. If you need more assistance calculating this total, NerdWallet offers a free retirement calculator to estimate how much money you will need. Second, once you've determined how much money you will need, it's time to choose a retirement savings plan. You may have heard of 401ks, 403bs, or IRAs. Some employers offer plans with added benefits, like an employer's match, and some accounts can be opened at your local bank, credit union, or an online brokerage. Your employer or government may also offer pension plans, and if you're self-employed, there are other retirement savings options for you, too. Working with a reputable financial consultant specializing in retirement planning services is a good idea to ensure you fully understand your options and feel confident in your choices. Your financial consultant can evaluate your options and help you determine which savings plan is best for you. They can also explain the difference between saving pre-tax and post-tax dollars, how to properly allocate those funds into your accounts, and annual contribution limits. In addition, your financial consultant can guide you on investing the funds in your accounts based on your age, how much money you need, and when you plan to retire. After determining how much money you will need and deciding on a retirement plan, start a budget that includes your monthly savings for retirement. Be sure that your monthly savings will help you reach your goals. If you need more guidance on budgeting, check out the Better Business Bureau's tip on 10 things to help you create a budget and stick to it. Remember to check on your savings and budgets often to ensure you are still on track to reach your retirement goals. Recent life events like getting a new job or a promotion, losing a job, starting a family, or receiving an inheritance can impact your spending and saving goals. Reevaluate your situation annually and adjust your budgets as needed. As you approach retirement, your financial consultant may adjust your fund investments to ensure you meet your goals. The latest winners in the American Legion Auxiliary 13 calendar raffle are Saturday's winner of $50, Hannah Gruber of Lone Rock on ticket number 676. Sunday's winner of $300 was Louise Huffman of Richland Center on ticket number 32. And today's winner of $100 is Lynette Eder of Richland Center on ticket number 100. It's 30 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With both WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It's 30 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday, March 18th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Wayne E. Dosh, 77 of Richland Center, died March 6th after a short illness at Mariner Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon from 2 until 5, at the American Legion in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Wayne Dosh is survived by his brother, Dennis and Marge Dosh, three sisters, Janet and Arden Olson, Betty and Steve Morell, and Ruth Scott. Also many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46 of Richland Center, died last Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 5 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Stephanie Andrada Williams is survived by her husband Sam, five children, Jordan and Patty Andrada, Tressa Williams, Asia Williams, Samuel Williams Jr., and Kaiser Williams. Three stepchildren, Thomas Larson, Alex Larson, and Dalton Johnson. Parents, Antonio and Peggy Andrada. Mother-in-law, Marlene Williams. Brothers, Anthony Andrada and Casey Andrada. Brothers and sisters-in-law, Marietta Holler, Arnold and Teresa Williams, Geneva and Dale Sittig, Phyllis and Dave Rosalowski, Matt Williams and Janae Rote, Jimmy Williams and Alice Williams, many aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, and nephews, and special friend Lindsay Schrammick. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46 of Richland Center. Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88 of Rural Muscadet, died Thursday at Divine Rehabilitation and Nursing in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Blue River Valley Church, with burial to be held in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Blue River Valley Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Blue River Valley Church or the Gideons. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Dwayne Thomas is survived by his wife Pearl, five children, Carla and Harold Frymiller, Daniel and Sue Thomas, Hollis Thomas, Carita and Gregory Phillips, and Colleen Thomas and Richard. Six grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, two sisters, Shirley Lewis and Sally Ross, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88 of Rural Muscadet. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95 of Prairie du Chien, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be Thursday at 6 at the Garrity Funeral Home Chapel in Prairie du Chien, with private burial at a later date in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Garrity Funeral Home Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 6. Military honors will be accorded by the Prairie du Chien Honor Guard immediately following the service. Willard Wentz is survived by 9 children, Renee and Oliver Popova of Tucson, Arizona, Tina Mickelson of Avoca, Roberta and Jay Ledman of Richland Center, Carmen and Greg Heaps of Partyville, Jackie and Eric Shipton of Las Vegas, Nevada, Melanie Wentz of Onalaska, Mindy and Corey Goyke of Prairie du Chien, Ben and Shelley Wentz of Holman, and Tony and Brandon Weigel of Onalaska. Nephew Darlo and Barb Wentz of Richland Center, 27 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95, of Prairie du Chien. Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel, died March 3rd at her home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 until 7 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. A time of remembrance service will be held at 7. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Penny Kalish is survived by 3 daughters, Nicole Kalish of Boscobel, Tara Kretschman of Boscobel, and Stephanie Kretschman and Ron Eggers of Muscadet. 9 grandchildren, 2 brothers, Terry and Brenda Kalish of Boscobel, and Steve and Linda Kalish of Rockbridge. A sister, Roberta and Dave Kirschbaum of McHenry, Illinois. Special friend, Cricket Faust of Muscadet, and Travis Jarrett of Mount Zion. Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel. Roxanne Kovars, 82, of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet, died last Monday while receiving hospice care at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A future celebration of life will be held at the Blue River Valley Church. Burial will follow at the Blue River Valley Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Roxanne Kovars is survived by her brother, Ron Kovars, sister, Patsy and Gary Rainham, and 2 nephews. Roxanne Kovars, 82, of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy have exceptional caring staffs and great service. They're locally owned independent pharmacies, proudly serving the surrounding area. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individual plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications. Count on Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy to help you minimize or prevent adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Derek and Gina Green. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we continue to look at some pretty chilly air moving down across the area today. Temperatures running a good 10 degrees below normal. Cloud cover has been kind of slow to break up, but gradually we should start to see a little more sunshine throughout the afternoon as very dry air and high pressure works in from Minnesota. Now, tomorrow will be noticeably warmer thanks to a little low pressure system sliding down through Lake Superior toward Lake Huron. That'll pull some warmer air in from the northern plains. So temperatures shooting a few degrees above normal, but it will be rather breezy and the fire danger will be quite high, so please be careful out there. Otherwise, we'll get dry weather for Wednesday as some colder air comes in from the north as well, so another day for the winter coat. And we are expecting some snow on the way. A small low pressure system will zip into the area Thursday night from the northwest. Could bring us several inches of snow and a streak from the Dakotas right down through Wisconsin and Michigan. So traveling will likely be slippery and slow out there right into Friday morning. And then we're going to keep a very close eye on the situation out in the Rockies and Plain States over the weekend. Looks like a rather powerful low pressure system will form and move our way. Could bring some heavier precipitation by Sunday and Monday and plenty of wind as well. Now for the rest of today, we'll see partial clearing gradually as temperatures reach the low to mid-30s, northwest winds 7 to 14, partly cloudy and breezy tonight, low at 26, tomorrow partly sunny, breezy and much warmer with a high of 52, northwest wind 15 to 25. Tuesday night, partly cloudy to clear, breezy and turning much colder, low temperature 20 with a northwest wind of 10 to 20. Wednesday, sunny or partly cloudy and cool, high of 34, the wind northwest 10 to 20. Thursday, clouds thicken with snow likely at night, 2 to 4 inches possible, low at 14 degrees with a high of 36. Friday, a chance of snow showers in the morning, mostly cloudy, high 37. Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy, high 36. And Sunday, breezy with a good chance of snow or wintry mix, high 39. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good afternoon.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 30 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 38, our low this morning was 25. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 30. The record high for this state was set in 2012 at 80 degrees. The record low 8 below was set in 1923. Last year's high was 26 with a low of 9. Sunset today will be at 7:11 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:07. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.17, and we have received a trace of flurries so far today. It's currently a sunny 30 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Tomorrow is National Ag Day. How you can be a part of it next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Many communities across the country have events planned around National Ag Day tomorrow. The annual observance is organized by the Agriculture Council of America. Jenny Badding, who works for John Deere, is chair of the council's board of directors.
This day is really to recognize those that help provide food, fuel, and fiber to the world, and educating folks on the amazing work that our farmers, ranchers, and producers do day in and day out.
Ag Day includes on-site activities in Washington, D.C. Badding says there's also a virtual option.
We know that not everybody can be in Washington, D.C. for National Ag Day, and we actually have an Ag Day virtual event that starts at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. It's free of charge. Folks just can register for the event at agday.org.
Ag Day tomorrow is the kickoff for National Ag Week. Badding says it all serves to remind folks of the importance of agriculture to all of us.
Our organization, we really believe that every American should understand how food and fiber products are produced and appreciate the role that agriculture plays in our life, and also acknowledge and consider career opportunities in agriculture.
Again, you can learn more at agday.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Expect hearings in the coming months on government spending. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, a crop marketing issue to keep an eye on. Farmers in Northeast Missouri are concerned they might have to follow the European Union's production standards if they want to market their soybeans locally this year. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from Washington, D.C.
Drew Locke from Adair County says ADM has held several meetings in recent weeks to notify farmers nearby elevators will only take soybeans at harvest enrolled in the company's new resource program.
It's a deforestation program that ADM is trying to enact from the EU.
Locke says the program would go into effect for the upcoming harvest season, and ADM is offering a financial incentive to enroll.
Tentatively, they were telling us 20 cents a bushel to enter the program.
But Locke says it's not easy to participate in the program. Missouri Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins says questions are being asked about the program's market impacts and data privacy.
It ultimately leads back to the European Union and what may be happening that truly
we believe could be a non-tariff trade barrier as they look at essentially what we think is exporting of their own climate agenda.
Farm Bureau met with Doug McCaleb at the office of the U.S. Trade Representative in Washington, D.C. last week to discuss the issue.
Clearly, this issue is on his radar as well as his team. They are having, I would say, very thorough conversations with their colleagues in the European Union and digging into this.
Reporting from Washington, D.C., I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Leaders on the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee say work can begin soon on next year's spending bills if Congress can meet their upcoming deadline to pass the current fiscal year spending package. Subcommittee Chair Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin says lawmakers will start hearings in the next few months to learn more from USDA about
what they requested in their budget, where it falls short, where they're really able to meet their mission.
Baldwin and Ranking Member John Hoven from North Dakota say they're still reviewing the USDA budget proposal for fiscal 2025. And while there's a lot of work ahead, Baldwin says she's confident the new spending bills can be approved by November if lawmakers can work together. A U.S. House Ag Committee member says there needs to be a sense of urgency to pass short-term solutions addressing H-2A guest worker costs. Rick Crawford serves as a co-chair on the committee's Ag Labor Working Group.
If you're a farmer or an ag producer in any capacity that relies on the H-2A program, time is of the essence because it's costing more and more every day.
The working group recently released final recommendations to improve the H-2A guest worker program, which includes a temporary wage freeze. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Any lender can tell you about banking. But few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compeer Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compeer.com to get started today. Compeer Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar from March 26th through the 28th at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been typically quiet for a Monday. Buyers and sellers are busy prepping for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices haven't been established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until midweek or later. Last week, dress business ranged from $294 to $301, mostly $298, $4 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Southern live business was up mostly $186, which was fully steady with the prior week's business. Boxed beef is higher at midday on solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.43 at $313.33. Select is $1.40 higher at $303.80. In Nebraska last week, steers under 500 pounds were $10 higher. Steers over 500 pounds were $2 higher. Heifers were steady to $3 higher, except six weights, which were $7 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good for grass cattle, feeder cattle, and bred cows. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 600 to 645 pounds, brought $295.50 to $328.50. Feeder steers, 750 to 795 pounds, brought $253 to $280. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 600 to 648 pounds, brought $250 to $291.
50. Cash hogs were lower at midday with very light negotiated purchases. Processors aren't aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week. Not surprising. Prices and the lack of activity reflects that. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs, hog weights, and demand. Global market demand has been strong, and domestic demand is showing some resilience. Both are supportive to prices overall. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director down $1.82 with a weighted average of $78.92. The Western Corn Belt's $2.32 lower with a weighted average of $78.97. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $2 higher at $60. And pork values are higher at midday, up $1.76 at $95.23. Hams, bellies, and butts were sharply higher. Loins were higher. Picnics were about steady, while ribs were lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News. Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there's a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved. Soybeans are lower, corn is mixed, cattle are up, hogs are mostly higher. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Steins focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, and it's why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mostly lower on fund and technical selling. Beans face additional pressure on the global market as Brazil's harvest advances. Strong soybean crush has helped mitigate some losses. May beans down 4.25 at $11.94. July beans down 3.75 at $12.08.75. Corn is mixed, adjusting spreads. Stronger U.S. ethanol production has been supportive to prices. U.S. corn exports are in line with the USDA's projections. May corn up 1.25 at $4.38. July corn up 1.5 at $4.50.5. The wheat complex is mostly higher. Wheat's getting a boost from increased tensions in the Black Sea region following recent Russian attacks. Weather conditions continue to impact different parts of the world's wheat-growing areas. Too much rain in France, while the Black Sea region and the U.S. are in mostly good positions. In Chicago, May wheat up 13.5 at 542. July wheat up 12.75 at 556.75. In Kansas City, May wheat up 11.75 at 578. And in Minneapolis, May wheat up 8.75 at 655.25. Live and feeder cattle are up ahead of this week's dress business following the strong cash trade that took place last week. April lives up 87 at 188.12. June lives up 115 at 184.75. April feeders are up 230 at 254.42. Hog futures are mixed, adjusting spreads with stronger wholesale values and lower cash business. Midwest butcher hog markets were up $2 at midday. The regional directs were lower. April lean hogs down 37 at 86.55. May lean hogs down 2 ticks at 93.15. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy. Choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
What makes a world champion cheese? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The World Championship Cheese Contest is hosted every 2 years by the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. With more than 3,300 entries this year, it's deemed the Olympics of cheese. Tim Omer with Emmy Roth Cheese, a prior winner, shares what makes cheese a champion.
First of all, make a quality product. I mean, that's really at the end of the day, when you're talking about the dairy farmer, I think that's a competitive advantage that we have in the Midwest, is that we have, my opinion, is the best milk globally. I think if you can focus on quality, you have a quality product, and that starts with, obviously, with the milk, and really focus on doing the best you possibly can, being the best cheesemaker you can, you're going to be successful. And if you can, my advice would be to win.
He says their competition victory has significantly impacted their business.
Since we won the competition, we actually purchased another cheese plant in near Green Bay, Wisconsin. So we have manufacturing in Platteville, Wisconsin, Monroe, Wisconsin, and then also Seymour, Wisconsin. So we bought another cheese plant. All of our cheese plants, we have three in the state of Wisconsin, all are filled up. And we're actually just built a conversion facility in Stoughton, Wisconsin. And like I mentioned previously, our business since we won the competition has more than doubled.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The right trait technology on the right acre matters when it comes to crop performance. In this CAB conversation, Wisconsin farmer William Hoffman says the above and below ground insect protection is why he's planting DeKalb VT4 Pro trait technology.